Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phil always asks me if I'm ready. And my response is, yes, I'm always ready. The question is, are you ready for what we are about to lay on your ears with the experience of the last 24 hours under our belts? Let's find out what Wednesday has to offer for us. June the 30th, last day of the 6 month. Pretty impossible almost to believe. I just brought my children to the airport to get on an early flight to go back to Los Angeles. My daughter and her husband and my grandson, and it seems it's the same old story, right? Just got here. It's the funniest, but time. We were talking about this yesterday, ladies, right? Jennifer is not here this week, although I think, isn't she back tomorrow?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Victoria is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Phil McGee is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. I was yesterday, I am today, and I'll be that way tomorrow. The time thing and how it goes. I was thinking that I just planted the garden, for example, or things, you know, what is good for me in terms of measuring, understanding the measurement of time is to watch things grow on the farm. It really is amazing. And the water that we've had this year has been good for the hay, but the hay's all ready and I can't get to all, you know, it's kind of one of those things. People listening on the farm know exactly what I'm talking about. So anyway, we wish you well. For the day, we've seemed to, this week, started many of our hours with an update from Miami, as the situation there certainly isn't any better than it was before. A lot of hand-wringing and finger-pointing and blaming and all of that stuff, which I guess is natural under the circumstances. It doesn't fix anything. It just makes it, I don't know, I think sometimes it makes it worse. So Biden's going there, Victoria, just to look around. What's the, there's always, I guess, encouragement when the president goes to look something over.
Yeah, I think it's important. What comes, you know, of it. I mean, the criticism always happens of every president. You know, if they don't visit a disaster scene, or if they don't visit fast enough, you know, there's always, you know, the public kind of love. It doesn't matter who's in office. The public always seems to jump on the president, and I guess people forget that the president, you know, has a pretty packed schedule. Every president does, and you know, it's not always easy to just schedule a last-minute trip from D.C. down to wherever, Miami or Texas or wherever the border. So he's going to visit there tomorrow, probably meeting with local FEMA officials. You know, this is still very much, according to the officials, it sounds unlikely, but it's still considered to be a search-and-rescue mission.
I'm not shooting the messenger. I just think the message is stupid. At this point, it is.
They've only found 12 people out of the 150 who are missing. So 12 people have been found and confirmed dead, and 149 are still unaccounted for. So it's heartbreaking. And then now the stories are coming out. I don't know if you've seen this, but the stories of the survivors. You're waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that one woman who's 60 something years old woke up and saw a crack just going right down her bedroom wall. And she knew, obviously she thought it was like, you know, maybe an earthquake or something, but she had the wherewithal to just run, and she got out of the building. And there was another neighbor who was in her 80s, and luckily she was carried to safety because some of the neighbors heard what they thought was a construction sound, because it was such a big boom and it was the actual building just falling apart. It's the stuff of nightmares. It really is. As an apartment dweller, I mean, I think house dwellers aren't probably as sensitive to this as apartment dwellers are. My husband and I are New Yorkers, apartment dwellers, and this kind of stuff is terrifying. You know, you always think about, how would we get our neighbors out? How would we get out? How do we get the dogs out? You know, you think about all these things constantly, and it's terrifying. It really is.
Yeah, and anytime you have shared walls, even if it's not worrying about what the building is doing, you might be worrying what your neighbors are doing. I always had these concerns of a meth lab. I don't know why, but I was always, even when I was in a townhome, and I was like, are one of my neighbors, do they have a meth lab? Is my house going to blow up?
Were you watching a lot of Breaking Bad back then?
No, but apparently it was still infiltrating because it was that popular.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
It's one of it's a sad point. We have tragedy. What's that business? If you don't remember the old TV show, Ben Casey, the doctor, I think it was one of the first doctor shows actually that was on back in the 50s and 60s. But it was the beginning line was life, death, infinity. That was the way it started. As a matter of fact, Phil, if you look
sounds
into
uplifting.
The archives. No, it was and if you saw the guy who played Ben Crazy, I called him Ben Crazy. If you looked at this guy, he always was so sour and dour. He always had that look on his face like the end of the world was coming in the next 15 seconds. I can't remember the actor's name, but I'm sure I'll figure it out in a moment or two. At any rate, we have reality, we have life, and so let's talk about life instead of death, although there are plenty of people that are focused still on with the coronavirus and the Delta variant. Oh, it's going to be terrible, and oh, it's going to kill. It's not killing. It is the 26% of the people who have COVID now have this Delta variant. Okay, so we got that. And this, we know that it's run in the UK. We know that some people have died from it. We know there are a lot of things. Here we go in Los Angeles. They want to reinstate mask guidance.
They did already.
The public is going to ignore it. I guarantee you that most of the public in Los Angeles will ignore this.
Well, if it's public indoor spaces, what does that mean? Does that mean it's a grocery store? I don't understand what public indoor spaces
mean.
That's what the rule is.
They have no sense of reality. It's just amazing how many of these, how a group congregates that is as clueless as the people that run California. It really is. It's a dumping bowl for retardation. It's the amount of common sense that is lacking here, or the lack of understanding of how people really are. It's crazy. Anyway, if you've had the Pfizer vaccine, it's 88% effective against infection. So the message here isn't what the ignoramuses are doing in Los Angeles. It's get a shot. That's what the message is. And you can turn up your nose and you can say, oh, blah, blah, you liberalist, and I'm not a liberal, and I'd be damned. I'm actually kind of tired. I was reading through some. It was hot yesterday. It was almost 100. So, excuse me, the heat got to me. And then I'm looking at some of these people who love to call you names. You're a liberal because you said this. You know what? You need to take a long walk on a short pier, some of you people, because I am who I am. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of how I think. That's how I've survived on the radio for 50
years. What's wrong with being called a liberal?
It is what's wrong with being called anything is the point. Not whether I'm a liberal or a conservative. People have to have labels in order to sleep at night, I guess. I don't know. But you've come to the wrong place if that's what you... This is an open-air discussion of ideas and situational persuasions. I think that the people in Los Angeles are idiots that run the city. And this is a perfect example, as Victoria just said. So what does this mean? Where do we wear them? There's no explanation. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing that really confuses me is, it's first of all, Los Angeles County is the only county in the entire country that has said that they're going back to a mask mandate.
And nobody will do it.
Well, I don't know, but it's just bizarre that they even want to do that. So that's one thing. The CDC has not commented at all. In fact, the latest guidelines that are on the website for the CDC is they've lifted the mask mandate, as we know.
Right.
If you're fully vaccinated, it's sort of like, you know, go about your business. Now, the World Health Organization started all this stuff. The thing about the World Health Organization, they said, well, even if you're vaccinated, if you're indoors, you should wear a mask again. The reason that they say that, though, is because the World Health Organization is representing, and I know that it's a highly flawed organization. We all know that, right? But the reason that they're saying that they are in favor of the mask mandate again is because they're also representing so many poor countries that have almost no vaccination rate yet. So that's why they're saying everyone needs to go back to the mask mandate because of this Delta variant. It doesn't necessarily apply to, like, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, D.C., where we are. Yesterday, I find one of the best resources throughout the whole pandemic has been Brown University's School of Epidemiology. They have a live map of the country. It goes by county. And you can see the level, the risk level for COVID. All of Los Angeles, all of California, I looked at this yesterday, all of California is almost in green. Green's the best color. Red's the worst. Yeah, so it's right. Red is the worst, and then orange, and then yellow, and then green. So almost all of the state of California is yellow and green. So I don't even understand what the point of pulling this stunt, which is kind of what it feels like, right? In Los Angeles County, it makes no sense. There is no, if they say they're following the science, there is no science to back up why they should be wearing masks again. There just isn't.
None.
I don't know.
Zero.
I don't understand it. Yeah.
Well, you got to understand how they think in terms of, or they don't think in Southern California. It is, as much as I want to be with my children. I love the energy in Southern California. It's anathema for me to be. I don't watch any news, pay attention to local news media there because they're crazy. They are out of their minds. And how it is that they continue to get elected, what does that say about the electorate? I guess that's a question. The Supreme Court, a couple of things. Have come down again. These are decisions that were made over the session. They announced them at the end, usually the end of June. The latest announcement is they denied a request to block a Center for Disease Control order that prohibits landlords from evicting certain tenants if you're not paying. This is confusing. This is like some of those ballot questions. Well, did they or didn't they? Or will they or won't they? They denied a request to block.
So the request was to end the moratorium. It's probably easier to say it that way.
Right.
Right? So
yeah,
the request was, okay, we've got to end this, you know, protection of people of Wren. So we want to end it. But the Supreme Court, the majority, held up the moratorium saying, no, it's going to stay in place until the end of July. So people can't get kicked out until the end of July. Now, they're always, you know, the justices who go along with things and the ones who, you know, dissent. So John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh, they went with the three liberal judges to keep the moratorium in place, meaning to keep the protections in place until the end of July. Clarence Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett said that they would have ended the protections. Lovely.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. All right. And there's other Supreme Court stuff to talk about later on. It's now 18 after the hour. Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of 1. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here is 23 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. The focus on Britney Spears and her ex-Jerkleberry husband, Kevin Federline, as this whole thing continues to occupy a lot of time and space in social media, taking a lot of oxygen out of the air. And some of these discussions, I think, are pretty important, not just for Britney Spears, but for other people who are in this situation. Bad relationships and family things. So there are a lot of lessons to be learned here. We'll work on some of them right after this.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
So we have Victoria and Jay, this Britney Spears filing to end the conservatorship. And meanwhile, Kevin Federline, who's always impressed me as being a complete jerk, says, no, wait a minute. We have to have some sort of evaluation. So what's this all about, Jay?
Well, regarding Kevin Federline, Britney's ex-husband, according to his lawyer, Mark Vincent Kaplan, he was saying that K-Fed supports Britney no matter what, wants her to be happy and healthy. However, the idea of her regaining full control of her life, quote-unquote, without any expert evaluation.
What business is that of his?
Is questionable. Well, they share kids. Yeah, so I think if there is anything to this that his lawyer is saying, it was probably more around the lines of...
Yeah, but we don't know that.
To me, this reeks of money.
Either.
Reeks of money because KFed right now has 70% custody. That means Brittany has to pay him the difference of 50-50 custody in, you know, in California. So if she regains her freedom and then and files to get 50-50 custody, which is what which would be, you know, the norm in
the
California,
right thing to do.
She has
right.
to then pay. She doesn't have to pay him as much money because she's taking care of the kids half the time. So I don't know. I think that this is not just he's looking out for her well-being. He's
no.
looking out for his own bank
exactly.
account.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a jerk. All right. So that so where
well,
does
the
it
update,
go from
though,
here?
We should, well, we should give the update, though, that last night TMZ broke the story that Britney's lawyer had filed legal documents to terminate the conservatorship. And
yep.
then they pulled the story off the site, which caused a lot of confusion and a lot of, you know, angry people tweeting about it. So it turns out that what happened was she and her lawyer have prepared all the draft work. All the paperwork is done. But whoever went to the courthouse to file it was too late and the court closed for the day. So we will probably see confirmation today that she has filed the paperwork to end the conservatorship, which is exactly what she's wanted. It's what the fans have wanted. The Free Britney movement has been begging for this. So it's a pretty big day. It's a big step.
Yeah. All and right. When's the next court date? It's
July.
This month. It's July. Yeah. I feel like we're already in
13th,
July.
13th, 14th, something like that.
We are. Well, take a breath and we'll be there tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's just amazing. Neil, I was looking at our download, the DJV download. Pretty much this week has been pretty heavily weighted with Britney info. The current download has a focus on Britney's sister, who also is a self-serving, no good user, as far as I'm concerned. Britney's still in Maui, yes? I think they're still...
We don't really know. I think as of yesterday, yes, according to the boyfriend's Instagram. But, again, Britney's not running her own Instagram page, and it's become pretty obvious. So, it's, you know, we have to kind of just focus on to see what he's doing, and we'll see where they are.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Check out the podcast. The download is at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, 28 after.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As voter integrity is on the line in America, the New York City Board of Elections apologized Tuesday after election errors were discovered in the Democrat mayoral primary. Somehow 135,000 test ballots were added to official election results. Terrorists are blending in with migrants entering Panama in an effort to get to the United States. That's according to Panama Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erica Muniz. She says Panama's biometric identification measures have recognized and detained individuals linked to extremist groups attempting to pass through the country with migrants. The Pacific Northwest heat wave has been linked to dozens of deaths in Canada. Lytton reached 121 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday. It's the third consecutive day the British Columbia town had smashed the country's all-time high temperature record. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the January 6th commission was turned down by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is taking the law into her own hands, forming a partisan group with subpoena power, no end date, to become the new and improved January 6th Commission. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza on Fox News points out the false narrative.
I don't think that this can be seen as any kind of genuine investigation or impartial inquiry. I think what's happening is that the Democrats' narrative about January 6th, which they began to put out as the event was occurring, this idea that it was a seditious, an attempt to overthrow the government, it was a riot, it was akin to 9/11 or the Oklahoma City bombing. So you've got all these statements made by Mayorkas, made by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, made by Biden himself, the worst violence since the Civil War. And as we begin to learn more about January 6th, one after another, these lies are beginning to collapse. Yes. There were no people in the Capitol who took weapons with them. The only shot fired was fired by a Capitol Hill police officer into the neck of a Trump supporter. These lies about Brian Sicknick. So they know this, and so their narrative is falling apart. And I think this task force is intended to kind of try to shore up a collapsing building.
The only shot fired on January 6th was done by Capitol Police when they murdered unarmed Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year military veteran. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome to the universe of the DJV program, 34 after the hour on Wednesday. Doug with Victoria and Jay on the air. The nicest way, simplest things in life are kind of the coolest ones. I have a story about diamonds and being a girl's best friend. We'll talk about the diamonds in a minute or two, but it is nice. Look at the things that are going on in our world. Look at the way people are dealing, the good people, the solid people are dealing with the many problems that we have by taking a problem one at a time, fix it, move on to the next one. And that's the right way to do it. So, meanwhile, back speaking of problems, the Supreme Court said no to hearing the immigrant story. They ruled that the government can indefinitely detain immigrants who say they'll face persecution or torture if they go back to their native countries. So I'm not sure how the vote came down. I don't think it was 5-4. I'm just trying to piece that part of it together. But what do we say, ladies, about this is something at some point you're going to draw the line.
But
they're saying
the Supreme Court said that we can keep
people government can indefinitely detain immigrants who say they will face persecution or torture if they go back home.
Why is that even a case? That's asylum. I don't get it. That feels like, and detain seems like a very harsh word for providing asylum.
It was brought to the Supreme Court by a man who was a citizen of El Salvador. I'm wondering why, how it got there myself, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was whether the government could hold the immigrants without having an immigration judge weigh in. Immigrants and the Trumpsters, the immigrant group briefed the court. Actually, also Biden got a brief on this before he was president. Judge Alito, I always call him Alito. Alley-oop, I've called him a couple of times. Alito said that the administration's argument that the relevant provision does not provide for a bond hearing was more persuasive. So once again, this is what people don't understand about the Supreme Court. They take nuance. They'll take a phrase. They'll even take a word from a decision and make their decision based on the word, the phrase, the sentence, whatever it is. And it oftentimes is misconstrued. And frankly, sometimes you don't really get an answer to the question. You know, because they only rule on the law and the words and kind of the definition of is, in a manner of speaking.
Right, right.
So,
remember that?
yeah, right. So that's the deal.
That is still, I think that's still studied in law school today.
It is, yeah.
Bill Clinton being a lawyer himself, you know, going back and forth depends on what the definition of is.
Is, yeah, right. This was a court case in Richmond, Virginia, where this is a federal appeals court, ruled that the immigrants were on the immigrant side, but then it went to an appellate court, and they sided with the government, which was the Trump government at the time. So this is a nationwide rule, and of course all the lawyers, that's the biggest problem. Honestly, the biggest problem our country faces right now is lawyers. I'm in the middle of a deal
lucky to have some good lawyers in my life. When you get corrupt lawyers, you know, we were talking about the Britney Spears case. I was reading stuff yesterday and this again goes back to Los Angeles and the probate court out there, and the judge that's been overseeing Britney's case, apparently this is sort of a horribly kept secret, but these lawyers, like this court-appointed lawyer, this Ingram, Sam Ingram is his name, who's been Britney's court-appointed lawyer for a while now, apparently these probate lawyers are the ones who just tell the judges what to think and what to rule, and it's so corrupt. It's just corruption is the only word for it. And all these people who are supposed to be, you know, representing their clients and upholding the oath they take when they pass the bar, it's like a doctor violating HIPAA, and it's on that level. It's just it's so corrupt. So I think that there is a huge problem with a lot of lawyers in this country. I mean, it's nuts.
I'm just looking through some of the rulings that the Supreme Court has come down in the last week or 10 days. We did talk about their declining to hear the transgender bathroom case, right? Didn't we go over that? I think we've got that. Yeah, okay. Speaking of people like lawyers, I don't know whether Sonny Perdue is a lawyer or not, but I know he's a scumbag. And he was the worst appointee, as far as I was concerned, that Trump put into any position of power, because Trump didn't know anything about ag and really didn't care. So the first guy that walked through the door was Sonny Perdue.
Did he get the job because he was the governor of Georgia?
He was the ag. He was the person. I don't think he was the governor. Was he? No, he wasn't the governor of Georgia. He was a guy.
He was something big in Georgia, right?
Yeah,
because now he's running.
Guy.
He wants to be the head of education in Georgia now. That's what he's trying to be, the chancellor. It's a mess.
Yeah. Good for him.
Georgia's got
Meanwhile,
enough problems.
He buys a grain plant in South Carolina from probably the biggest ag firm, the most corrupt ag firm in the country, for a small percentage. He bought this huge, Archer Daniels Midland sold him a grain storage facility that's worth a couple of million bucks. For $250,000.
It's a good deal.
So, as a matter of fact, ADM, when they bought this grain facility 6-7 years ago, they paid $5.5 million bucks for it. So how is it that it goes in value from $5.5 million to $250,000? It doesn't. Corruption galore.
It doesn't without a lot of promises, right?
Yeah,
a lot of
right.
guarantees of, you know, you'll get this
Brilliant.
And you'll get that. And
right.
He was
yep.
the governor of Georgia. He was from 2003 to 2011. So, yeah. And I guess he has an agricultural trading company. And mm-hmm. so I guess that's where his nomination
crook.
Came from, I assume. From
And you
Trump.
Look at the payments that were made to all of his buddies when we had the payouts during
sickening.
The pandemic. He's a disgusting turd.
When the Wall Street Journal found that out, and that's all public knowledge, too. You just have to do a lot of digging. So the Wall Street Journal, about a year ago, right, I think it was mm-hmm. right around, you know, maybe the mid to end of summer, when we found out who got all the money, when, like, small businesses, many people I know who were up at midnight as soon as to fill out all the paperwork to try to beat the clock and got nothing, and then Sonny Perdue and all of his golfing buddies and his... I mean, people who owned, who lived on Park Avenue got checks.
Right. Ocean Avenue in Miami. Yeah,
farm
$250,000.
Golf courses.
A guy in Cleveland who lived on a quarter of an acre, had a 10-room house in a very prestigious neighborhood, I think, not far from where your father lives, as a matter of fact, Jay. Got $7 million because he filed all kinds of erroneous, or I think erroneous, corrupt, illegal paperwork, and he got a stamp approval, and got $7 million.
So that money to try to
There are court cases. Yeah, like the first one that was visible was that kid, that 27-year-old kid that had some kind of a computer business in Florida, and he got $7 million. First thing he did is go out and buy himself a $380,000 car.
That guy.
Yeah, stupid. That's like the guy in New Bedford, Mass. The 29-year-old mayor of New Bedford, who took $600,000 from a company that wanted to put a marijuana grow facility in his town, and he said, "Yeah, I'll take care of you. Just you take care of me." So, I mean, he was so public about it, and he's in court. He's going to go to jail. What do these people think? Nobody's going to notice, especially in this era that we live in. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. Give me the $600,000. No one will know.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, that's the way it works. Now, I was talking about diamonds and pearls and wealth and things. We kind of, a lot of our stories, you know, intertwine those themes. And I was looking at this brought it to mind. I get stuff from people all the time, as you can imagine. Hey, Doug, what about this? So how about you consider what diamonds really are? Because this was a back and forth exchange about wealth and people, I've been watching this show. Matter of fact, this person was a friend, I think, of Megan's. Lipin, the French show on Netflix?
Lupin,
right.
Yeah, Lupin, yeah.
And it was all about him stealing a diamond necklace and what that was all about. It's a good show, actually.
Yeah.
So from that conversation has come for me, and you've heard me say this on the air 100 times, and I've said it once. What the hell? Why do people spend so much money for a diamond? What is it? It's a rock. As pearls are plastic. Oh, yeah, it's pretty. Right, exactly. Anyway, and in light of that, diamond prices are up all over the place because demand is growing, even though, you know, we still are coming out of the lockdown. Did you see this? Diamonds were a big winner during the pandemic. You know, there was nobody buying trips and spending money to go places, so people who had discretionary income were buying diamonds.
Yeah.
De Beers.
I knew jewelry in general did very well.
Did it?
Like gold jewelry, yeah. I mean, I certainly was participating in that boom because I just bought so much gold jewelry. I don't know why, but I just, it was just one of those things. I just bought a lot of jewelry that now I have, like, nowhere to go, and so now I have all this jewelry.
Mm-hmm. So lovely.
Jen and I used to laugh about it. I'm like, I bought another necklace, and she's like, oh, my God, you have to stop. I'm like,
right.
No. I didn't buy diamonds, though. Can't afford that, but, yeah.
De Beers, biggest diamond miner in the world. They're not blood diamond people, though, are they? De
Beers?
Oh,
yeah.
They are?
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, their income is up 73%. And then K Jewelers and Zales up 125%. I don't know. I see that stuff is kind of crappy, isn't it, at K Jewelers and Zales? I don't know if we have this.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Because
I don't
want to
slander anybody, but I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jay? Maybe Jay is. Maybe that's where...
Of diamonds?
No, of Zales.
K-Jewelers.
You know, I actually don't like jewelry to begin with. The only thing I ever really wear are my pearl earrings. Sometimes I wear my wedding ring. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes it has. I know some people can't wear the stuff because their skin's allergic to it.
Oh, I have a lot of metal allergy issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to. When I had my original wedding band, it was made in white gold, and I had this red ring when I would take it off.
Oh my gosh, is it the dry, patchy, almost scaly thing?
Yeah, it's the nickel. So I went to the dermatologist, and I was like, "All right, you have to tell me what's wrong." And she said, "You've got it's the nickel that's mixed in with the white gold, and she said it's a common allergy." So. I had to have everything redone in platinum because platinum's hypoallergenic.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Lewis, the universe made me allergic to everything but platinum. So you can only buy me platinum in the future. He's like, that's so typical of you. He's like, you're high maintenance. He's like, naturally, you're allergic to everything.
Your husband said you're high maintenance?
I don't know that he really thinks I am, but he was certainly teasing me on that one.
He and I should have a conversation. Okay, 46 after the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now. We get away from politics and mayoral races and what's going on with the weather and all that good stuff to talk about technology here. Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan joins me every day this time with an overview of a couple of big tech stories, including the one today stars Elon Musk, who's a frequent contributor to conversation regarding the world of technology, right?
Yep. Well, and also you'll see him a lot on Monday is his 50th birthday. So there are a lot see probably even more news about him and whatever crazy type of party and celebration he has. But, you know, to only be 49 and to have accomplished as much as he has so far, it's pretty remarkable. Yeah. And so one of his accomplishments is Starlink, and that is SpaceX satellite's internet. That's the SpaceX satellite internet network that he has started.
Fixes the problem of net neutrality, thank you very much. I'll wait for the government to fix that. Or the companies involved in it, right? It really does address parts of the country that don't have enough
Well, the thing about... So what Starlink is, it is a series of satellites, low-Earth orbit satellites. So if you have satellite radio, it's the same thing, except it's giving you internet. And so right now, he said that he anticipates within the next year that they'll have 500,000 users. And so that's a very ambitious goal. As of right now, you know, they have about 70,000 active users. They have 1,700 satellites that have already been launched. They're in the beta testing phase right now. He said he thinks that they're on their way to having 12 countries covered with about 500,000 users in the next month or in the next year. And he said that the internet service is sold directly to consumers in the world's most rural areas, as well as to governments who are looking for better military internet connections. So he's kind of covering a lot of bases. A lot of individual payers right now, individual users are paying $99 a month for the internet with this satellite link. It also includes a $500 bundle, which gives you the Starlink, the satellite dish, and the Wi-Fi router. The problem, though, is that his big hope, and I think a lot of people who want this to work, I'm one of them, I think it's a great solution.
Yeah,
I hope it does work. The problem, though, is it costs them well over $1,000, well over double of what they're charging people. And their biggest competitor, and I'm blanking on the name of the company now, but it doesn't matter because they just went out of business because they just couldn't make this business model work. So Elon Musk obviously has a lot of resources, and hopefully he'll be able to make this happen, because the cost, you know, they used to, when I worked at Satellite Radio, they would talk about the, you know, the customer acquisition cost. It actually costs your business a lot more money each customer that you take on, which sounds counterintuitive, but when your overhead is that high and your equipment charges are that much, you can't really pass all of that on to the customer. That's where Starlink is right now. They're kind of in that growing phase. They're promising 100 megabytes per second download and 20 upload speeds. The reviews have been a bit mixed, depending on where you are. It's just like satellite radio. If you drive under an underpass, you're going to lose your signal. So there are kinks that need to be worked out. But I do believe in the long run, if he can hang in there, and financially if Starlink can stay profitable, or can at least stay afloat, I think in the long run it'll prevail. And I think it's a great thing, because so many people in rural areas, farmers, as we've talked about a lot on our show here, you know, they just don't have access to the Internet. And companies like Verizon and Comcast and the major players, they have no interest. They don't care. And they have no interest. And unfortunately, when net neutrality got wiped out, it took away any chance for those people to have viable service. So Elon Musk kind of started Starlink at the right time.
Yeah, good. All right, Microsoft will be back in our focus. It has been every day this week, and I'm going to come up right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's Microsoft up to today, Victoria?
Well, Microsoft has been in the news a lot this week because we know Windows 11 is coming soon. Windows Internet Explorer is being killed off officially. And so Microsoft
has... Interesting way to put it.
Right. Well, it's done. And so Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, he's been the CEO for 7 years now. He's only the third CEO in the history of Microsoft. It's been around 30 years now, or actually more than that. He said in a new interview, it was a wide-ranging interview with Barron's about different work from home habits and things like that. He said hybrid work, meaning work from home, represents the biggest shift to how we work in an entire generation.
Oh, yeah.
And that this is the future.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.